Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're studying the book of 1 Corinthians, and today we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24, where it says, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Think of the wisdom it took to fashion the Earth's rotation on its precise axis point, and the wisdom of gravitational pull, or the Earth's placement in regards to the other planets and the sun. Consider the wisdom of how your body operates, grows, heals itself, the wisdom of rest and work. Consider the wisdom of your eye and how quickly it focuses on objects far and away. On and on we could go in looking at the creation and considering the wisdom of God displayed in it. Or consider God's power in being able to contain the oceans and count the grains of sand, or in feeding the mountain goats and the young lions their prey. Think about the power that keeps the earth spinning and your heart beating. Can you draw out the Leviathan with a fish hook or press down his tongue with a cord? Can you put a rope in his nose or pierce his jaw with a hook? Will you play with him as a bird? Lay your hands on him and remember the battle. You will not do it again, as the book of Job says. These are but a whisper of his power. But God's wisdom and power are shouted in the cross. How do you take a rebellious and cruel people who are infinitely separated from God by a chasm of sin and holiness and bring them close into a relationship with a holy and just God who will not overlook their sin? How do you take a people full of self-love and full of God-hatred and bring them to see the beauty of God's glory and bow down to worship Him? Where does wisdom and power like that exist? My friend, it exists in the God of the Bible. When you pray today, please remember Ashraf Sarah and his family, our missionaries in Texas. And also remember the Tree Life Word broadcast that's heard in Ghana.